Let us worship God and sing to his praise from Psalm 139. Psalm 139. And from the beginning of the psalm, verses 1 to 10. O Lord, thou hast me searched and known. Thou knowest my sitting down and rising up. Yea, all my thoughts afar to thee are known. My footsteps and my lying down thou compassest always. Thou also most entirely art acquaint with all my ways. For in my tongue before I speak not any word can be. But altogether, lo, O Lord, it is well known to thee. Behind, before, thou hast beset and laid on me thine hand. Such knowledge is too strange for me, too high to understand. From thy spirit whither shall I go, or from thy presence fly? Ascend I heaven, lo, thou art there if in hell I lie. Take I the morning wings and dwell in utmost parts of sea. Even there, Lord, shall thy hand me lead, thy right hand hold shall me. Psalm 139, to God's praise, verses 1 to 10. O Lord, thou hast me searched and known. Let us stand together to pray. Let us pray. We are those, O Lord our God, who are perfectly known by thee. There is nothing hid from thine all-seeing eye. Thou hast searched and known us. Thou knowest our sitting and our uprising. There is not a thought that comes into our mind that is not known by thee. There is not a word that we utter that thou dost not hear. There is not an action that is not seen by thee. Help us then, even now, as we draw near to thee in this public act of worship, to realize that we are in the presence of the living and the true God, the only God. And we pray that as we come, that we would be solemnized in thy presence, that we would recognize that we are about a holy business, and there can be nothing more solemn than coming into the presence of God in this way, gathering together in thy name, professing that we seek to honor and to worship thee, and praying together now, Lord, that thou would come amongst us by thy Holy Spirit. Oh, that thou would send thy Spirit amongst us, that we would be those who would be quickened in our souls, that we those who would recognize thy presence and recognize also our own need in thy presence. Thou art holy, 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 and we as sinful creatures of the dust need to recognize the great gulf that exists by nature between us. But, oh, we thank thee also that thou hast made an opening, an access unto thyself. And it is through the one at thy right hand today who makes intercession that we come. We come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we pray that all of us here today would be able to say that he is our Savior. And if he is our Savior, that he know is our intercessor. And being such that he must first have been our sacrifice. And the sacrifice that he gave that to satisfy thy divine justice. Blessed Lord, we pray then that together we would have that holy knowledge today and that understanding. We do thank thee and bless thee for the opportunity to gather together. We thank thee for thine own holy day. While sadly it is not accepted or acknowledged by so many, nevertheless, it is a precious day to thy people, a day when they can come apart from the lawful duties of other days of the week and seek to honor and to worship thee in this day. So won't thou then, gracious God, draw near to us, not because we deserve it, but because of Christ. For we ask and we plead in his name, for there is no other name given amongst men whereby we must be saved. There is no other name by which we can approach thee, and all other gods are but dumb idols which blinded nations fear. But our God is the Lord. We pray then, most holy one, that thou would accept us as we come before thee as needy sinners, for we are all sinners, every one of us, and every day we need to have our sins forgiven. Every day we ought to come and not only confess, but repent of our sins. Help us then, O Lord, not to be simply people who confess with our lips, but do not repent with our lives. Help us to realize the need of this, remembering again that thou art the one who knows us, thou art the one who sees us, and there is nothing hid from thine all-seeing eye. And we confess even in these past days that we have not been what we ought to be. Sometimes, O Lord, sadly, it is easy for us to be seen as Christians when we come together in a means of grace like this. But how we are seen elsewhere in the world around us, how we ought to be lights in the world, how we ought to show forth that we have been with Jesus and that we are those who love the Lord. And we know, Lord, there is often a cost involved in this. But, oh, what is that when we consider the cost of Christ giving himself for us, him dying on that cursed cross of Calvary, here bearing our sins upon himself on that cursed tree, and even giving himself unto death. But how we thank thee, Lord God, that our hope is not in the grave, as it were, when he was in it, but in the risen Christ in the empty tomb. We thank thee, Lord God, that his work was a perfect work, and that having defeated death and the grave, that he is now at the right hand of the Majesty on high, and there he is awaiting the coming of all his people, for the day will come when he will say to all, "Come ye blessed of my Father, enter into that place that I have prepared for you." Has he not told us, "I go to prepare a place for you"? If it were not so, I would have told you. And so, Lord, our hope is in Christ today, in his finished work and what he has promised. We thank thee for thy holy word, that word that is an encouragement ever to thy people. We pray that all of us today would appreciate it for what it is. We would ask, Lord, that thou would accept our thanksgiving today. Thy people are thankful every day that they have been saved. They are thankful that thou hast redeemed them, taken them from the fearful pit and the miry clay of sin. Thankful that thou hast gone before them and that thou hast prepared a place for them. Thankful that their eyes have been opened, that they have seen the foolishness of living this life without Christ and without God, and so without hope. We pray, most Holy One, that thou would hear our prayers as we also plead for our loved ones. Our Lord, so many of our own flesh and blood, our kith and kin, friends and neighbours, work colleagues who are still strangers to thy grace, who see no beauty in Christ that they should desire him. Lord, we pray that thou would enable them to see thee for who thou art and to see themselves for what they are without thee. But help us also to remember such were some of us, that far too long for some of us in our lives, we saw no beauty in Christ, and we did not realize the lostness of our condition or the sinfulness of it. But we thank thee that thou hast opened our eyes now, that we have tasted and seen the goodness of God. We thank thee for every soul gathered here today. We pray for those who are also listening in. We pray, Lord, that thou would bless us here in our gathering. We thank thee for thy people, this is where they ought to be on God's day, on this special Lord's Day, and every Lord's Day is a special day for thy people. But we thank thee also for those amongst us today who may not as yet have professed their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's an encouragement to us to see them week by week in the means of grace. And we pray, Lord, that thou would have them call upon thee. We pray that thou would answer the prayers of those who pray for them, particularly parents and grandparents and husbands and wives who pray for loved ones around them. And their great prayer, O Lord, is that they would begin to pray for themselves. We thank thee that thou art the God who hears and answers prayer. We pray for our sad, sinful world that we live in. So many wars and rumors of war all around us. O Lord God, we pray that thou would bring peace that can only come through the Lord Jesus Christ. We think of the troubled spots in this world. We think of where there is famine and where there is war. We particularly think again, O Lord, of the situation in Gaza. And we pray that thy people there would be encouraged. We pray for wisdom for thine ancient people, the Jews, that they would realize their own need to look to the Messiah, and to look to God who alone is able to save. But we ask, O Lord, also that thou would remember the situation there. And as we see and consider the awfulness of a war situation and the cruelty that is there, indeed the sin that is seen there, Lord, we pray that thou would turn all to thyself and that the false gods of Islam and elsewhere would be turned away from. We thank thee that thou art still able to save to the uttermost, and this is what we look for today, that thou would work amongst ourselves here, and that thou would do for us what we cannot do for ourselves, and that thou would make thyself known, so that we'll be able to say today, when we leave this place, it was good for us to be here, that this was none other than the house of God. So bless each and every one. Bless those who are regular here. Bless those who are visiting amongst us. And help us all to worship thee in spirit and in truth. And the glory shall be thine in Christ. Amen. We will now sing again to God's praise, this time in Psalm number 62. Psalm 62. And at verse 5 to verse 10. My soul, wait thou with patience upon thy God alone. On him dependeth all my hope and expectation. He only my salvation is, and my strong rock is he. He only is my sure defense. I shall not moved be. 62 from 5 to 10. My soul, wait thou with patience. Turn now to the New Testament scriptures, to the Gospel of Christ according to Matthew and chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. And we'll read the whole chapter from the beginning. At that time Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus, and said unto his servants, This is John the Baptist, he is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. For Herod had laid hold on John, and bound him, and put him in prison, for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, It is not lawful for thee to have her. And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod, whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, "Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger." And the king was sorry. Nevertheless, for the oath's sake and them that sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her. And he sent and beheaded John in the prison. And his head was brought in a charger and given to the damsel, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took up the body and buried it, and went and told Jesus. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down in the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the 4th watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Amen. May the Lord bless to us that reading of his own holy and inspired word. Let us again praise God, singing this time in Psalm 116, 116. Verses 1-8. I love the Lord, because my voice and prayer he did hear. I, while I live, will call on him who bowed to me his ear. Of death the cords and sorrows did about me compass round. The pains of hell took hold on me. I grief and trouble found. Psalm 116, I love the Lord.